This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show. Let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy, where I sing all my intros. I don't know why I cannot sing them. But anyway, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. It's called Strictly Anonymous because everybody who calls into my show remains anonymous. Now, I am always looking for people to call in. So if you have something that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous, I change everybody's names as well as everybody's voices. You could be on the show. Either go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show, or send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. If you haven't followed me on Instagram or Twitter, follow me. I'm at Strict Anonymous. That's at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. If you have a confession that you want to get off your back while remaining anonymous, I have a confessions hotline you could call. The number is 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. Now, this is Fetish Fridays. I just want to let all you hosers, that's what I call guys who wear pantyhose, hosers, okay? All you hosers that are listening to this episode and are tuning in to hear Cecile talk all about her pantyhose company, I just want you to know that I have a whole tier dedicated to hosers as well as another tier dedicated to crossdressers over on my Patreon. So if you're looking for extra exclusive episodes, tons more episodes, exclusive ones that you can't find on my podcast, you could find them over on my Patreon. It's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is in the description. It's just $7 a month and you could cancel at any time. Now, today I have on Cecile Antier. Okay, now Cecile Antier started her own pantyhose company. She calls it collants, tights. She uses many different terms for it. Collants, tights, pantyhose, all the same thing. That's what we're talking about here. She was raised in Paris. So she grew up wearing pantyhose and she loved them. And when she got here to the States, she became a lawyer. That's what she was doing. But she was looking around and was like, why is nobody wearing pantyhose over here? She loves them. She loves nothing more than to throw on a pair of pantyhose. That's all she wears. She noticed nobody was doing it here. So she decided to start her own pantyhose company. Now, like I said, she calls it collants, tights. All those words mean the same thing, pantyhose. Her brand she started is called Lebel. Now, her website is lesbelles.co. If you don't know of her brand, you're going to get to know all about her brand in this episode. I found out about them because so many of my hosers were sending me posts that they were making on Instagram. I had also seen stuff on Instagram because her company is very... What would be the right word? Like modern and cool. I mean, her advertising has people of all genders and all sexuality wearing her pantyhose. Her sizing goes all the way up to 3XL so that women who are curvier could find pantyhose that fit, that feel good, that make them look good, as well as guys who need larger sizes. So what we talk about on this episode is how and why she started her brand Lebel, how it became so successful, her brand's three main values that are most important. She talks about those. She talks about why she prefers wearing tights and pantyhose over pants and why that's her typical gear and how and why pantyhose can change your whole style just buying one pair. Her price point is super affordable. She did that on purpose. Her price point of all of her pantyhose are $20 to $25. Okay, they're all seamless. She talks about how she was surprised when she started her company that so many guys were buying pantyhose too. She started reading her DMs and emails. And, you know, she talks about why she loves her male customers and how she found out what they liked. They write in and she reads all the emails. She has a whole love letters email newsletter thing that she sends out. You'll hear about that. The links to everything will be in the description. She talks about the demographics of the men who do buy her hose and how it's not just all guys who have the fetish. It's very diverse who buys and why. She talks about the age range of guys, as well as the fact that people all over the world are ordering from her. It's not just here in the United States. She's getting orders from guys all over the world. She loves having a diverse group of people buying her stuff. She's very trendy. She's in on what is going on right now in society. People are much more open-minded. She starts off talking about how she just saw Brad Pitt like on a runway somewhere wearing pantyhose or a red carpet. Okay, this is what's going on now. Pantyhose are coming back in style. She talks about it. There's so much more to this episode. Can't get into everything. You're going to have to listen, and you're going to want to listen because, you know, she's from Paris, so she's got like that hot French accent. You're going to love hearing her talk about pantyhose, okay? And you're also going to love the fact that she is giving all of my listeners, Strictly Anonymous listeners who listen to this episode, 15% off anything on her website. All you got to use is my code STRICTLY15 to get 15% off anything on her website. That's labelle.co, labelle.co. You're going to want to check out her site and her company. Like I said already, it's trendy, it's hip, it's diverse. You're going to love it. You're going to love what she's doing over there. You're going to want to buy some hose from her. And you have that coupon to use. It's strictly 15 for 15% off. Use it over at labelle.co. The link is in the description. Now I'm going to be right back on with Cecile.
This is the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Hi, Cecile Antier from Les Belles. I got all
hi,
the
Kitty.
I got all the correct pronunciations before I started taping, only to cop to that fact while we are taping. I just really wanted to make sure because you...
And your pronunciation is very good, Kitty. You must have learned French when you were high school or something because your pronunciation is very good.
No, but it's my favorite language. Like, there is nothing to me more amazing than hearing a little kid speak French. I mean, it's just to me the most beautiful language. If I had to choose anyone out there that I would speak, it's French. I also just love the French people. Like, I mean, some people say they're rude. They're like my fucking kind of people. They're just direct, they're smart, they're heady. And the other thing they are is very effing fashionable, right? And you are, and you are not only fashionable, but you created your own collant, is that the way you say it in French?
Yes, right? That's a very good collant, exactly.
Yeah, a collant business called Les Belles, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Correct. That's a very good pronunciation.
Yeah, and I really, you know, I reached out to you, where I normally don't reach out to anyone to be on my show. I have hundreds of people emailing me a day to be on, but I really wanted you to come on because I am constantly getting pictures from what I call hosers, the guys who wear hose. I have a whole community of them on my Patreon, and I do a lot of pantyhose fetish episodes, you know, so that guys who like to wear can relate. And, you know, they're always sending me pics from your Instagram because you're very... And it's because you're from Paris, like very much, you know, your finger is on the pulse of what's going on. You're like right there with all the fashion trends. You got, you know, guys wearing hose on your Instagram. You make collants for guys. You know, it's freaking, it's like awesome. And I was like, oh my God, I really need to talk to this woman who started this company and get your whole story and how you're like in the know and what, you know, and I just think it's so smart what you're doing. And like, I think I saw on your Instagram that you were in at Fashion Week and it was like guys wearing pantyhose on the runway, correct?
Correct. Yes, exactly. And it's really cool and it's really fascinating because we're seeing more and more guys wearing, by the way, when we say guys, you know, I always say as a disclaimer when we start this conversation, it's really people who identify this way. But, you know, like we all have our way to perceive ourselves, to identify ourselves. And we're just super inclusive. And you know, like I always say, this is a shortcut.
Yes.
I want to be it up front. Yes, and it's really cool. And we're seeing more and more men's skirts on the red carpets. I mean, can you believe that Brad Pitt a few weeks ago was wearing one of those? Like, can you believe it?
No fucking way. Wait, exactly. There's a picture out there of Brad Pitt wearing a skirt?
Yes, I think it was in Berlin at his last movie's opening. Mm-hmm. And he was wearing a man's skirt on the red carpet, which
love
is
it.
Pretty cool.
Well, you know, Harry Styles started that. I mean, I was just talking about that. It's just like amazing.
Exactly, exactly. So finally, you know, there's more and more freedom and more openness about these things.
More gender bending. Time. Don't you love that band? I love Maneskin. I mean, I love their songs and their music. They're so great. You know, that band out of Italy. And they're always, I mean, if you look at all the pictures of them, they're always wearing tights and pantyhose and all kinds of stuff and skirts. And, you know, and they're like the it band right now. And I just feel like the younger generation is so much more open to gender bending and being fluid and doing whatever they want. And I think you're so ahead of the time because you started this business when? And you're like right at the right time.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it's just been absolutely fascinating. We're growing a lot, trying to catch up with the growth and keep up with the growth.
But tell me your story. Like, how and why did you start this business?
Sure. So actually, in my previous life, I was a lawyer. And I was right here in New York at a big law firm. And because of that, I was wearing tights all day long, all evening. And so being French, I grew up wearing tights. And I love tights. And right. I love or collant, you know, or pantyhose, call it the way you want. Uh-huh. I love that product. It's fun and it makes me feel feminine. And I just love it. You know, it's part of my personality. And when I arrived in the US, I remember looking for a decent brand here in the US, and mm-hmm. I just couldn't find anything. Mm-hmm. I felt that everything that was out there was completely depressing in terms of marketing, in terms of product, in terms of offering, in terms of always the same thing, always very dated. And I've always been very puzzled. How come I was really wondering why there was no good brand in the US, or at least decent brand speaking to, you know, millennial like me, something a bit fun, something a bit different, something showing that it's not just this dated product, that it's actually something that you can really enjoy wearing in very different circumstances. And I couldn't find anything. And then the Eureka moment was about 2 years ago when in less than 2 days, two people asked me, what do you do for your tights or your collant? I cannot find anything good in the US. And I remember thinking, oh, so it's not just me. I mean, I knew it wasn't just me, but I think it was the moment because I was looking for either a company to create or like my next step after the lawyer gig, because I was getting tired and I knew it was time for me to leave that profession and to do something else. And that's when I thought, well, That's what I should do. I love my collant, and I know there's a big gap in the US. There's nothing good in the US. So I started doing some more scientific research, and I realized that it wasn't just me. It's just that in the sweet spot, in the $20-$25 spot, there's just nothing in the US. So either you have to pay much more or you pay less for less quality, but I feel there wasn't any good in that middle, you know, price, I would say.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Yeah, correct.
So that's how it started. And this is really my ode to that product that I absolutely love. And then, so I started doing some micro testing here and there with, you know, different products, etc. And I always say, initially I thought, you know, you start a company and everybody tells you your customers are not who you think they're going to be. And I didn't realize that the non-traditional female market was that big because nobody talks about it. It's so taboo and people are so uncomfortable and there's so much hypocrisy around this. So I didn't know. And I started doing some micro testing and I always say that the non-female customers found me more than I found them. And that was my awakening. And that's when I realized, oh, now it's really getting interesting. Like finally, you know, like this is fresh, this is new, nobody has done that. And gosh, we have to create something in that space because it's like too good to leave it, you know, like like unaddressed, I would say.
You have balls though, because you're like, I want to go there. Like that's kind of like you want to be on that trend. You know, I think that's cool. Yeah.
And so basically, little by little, I assembled the different pieces that's in my mind were the basis of Libelle. Mm-hmm. What you see today is basically, you know, the collage of all those various pieces.
What were those pieces? Building it. Explain those pieces that you thought were the main parts that you were going to produce.
So I always say we have three main values, three main bases. Mm-hmm. Inclusivity. Mm-hmm. So both gender inclusivity, but also size inclusivity, color, shape inclusivity. Yeah,
important.
Very important.
I've heard from a lot of women that it is very hard to find a brand that fits a curvier body.
Yep.
So you took that into consideration as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we offer all of our products in XS through 3XL. And because our baseline is what we call seamless, they adapt very well, perfectly well to any sort of body. The comment we get over again for our customers is, gosh, this is next level comfort. I've never experienced such a level of comfort. This is incredible. It's life changer, et cetera, et cetera. Our second value is innovation. So as I mentioned, our baseline is what we call seamless. Mm-hmm. And this is basically what modern tights, hose, you know, should look like in 2023.
Yeah.
They are technically more advanced than the basic tights. It's the later, you need some special technology to produce them, et cetera, et cetera. All our tights are made of recycled yarn in an emissionless factory in Italy, because same thing, like unfortunately the hosiery industry is an industry that is still very much polluting. Mm-hmm. So we're trying, we know it's not perfect, but it's a baby step in that direction. The third value is fun. We're trying to have fun. We're trying to show that this is a product that is and that can be fun and is different from from the way it's been portrayed in the US for the past, I don't know, 20, 30 years.
Yeah, because it's not portrayed that way where you come from, correct? Like people are still wearing because it's very fashionable. And I mean, here it went out of fashion a long time ago. And I think, you know, you bring up the fact that like, you know, people say your stuff is so comfortable. I think what women hear, why they're so closed off to collants, which is a much nicer word, is because we remember them just being awful and feeling awful, you know, because we haven't tried them on in 20 years. Totally. But I think that's totally different. And so I think that, you know, it was imprinted in us in a bad way.
Exactly. Exactly. I always say it has a very bad reputation.
Totally.
In the US.
Yeah.
and there's no reason for that. So we're just trying to show that actually it's fun. It can be fun. If you have the right products in your hands, it's completely different. It's a completely different experience.
Yeah. I mean, for me, you know, I've been doing my show for 8 years, just talking to all kinds of people about all kinds of kinks and fetishes. You know, I change everybody's voices. So, and So they stay anonymous. So I wind up, you know, having all these people on my show who are revealing to me their deepest and darkest secrets. And one of the first things I came across was this, like, you know, the fact that so many guys, quote unquote, you know, pantyhose. And I couldn't believe it because I was in, when I was doing my show 8 years ago, I just went onto Craigslist to find callers because I didn't know where else to get people for my show. So I went on there, and that's when I started to see all this stuff. And I got all these people with these interesting stories. And that's how my show all came about, kind of by accident. But I really was struck with how many guys were wearing hose and how it was this big secret thing. And I started to get so many guys calling in and telling me their stories. And then when I started a Patreon, I'm like, let me do a whole tier just for that fetish, because I have so many guys calling in. I can't have a every week air a guy that's talking about the pantyhose fetish. So where am I going to put that extra content? And I started to do reviews for them on my show. So, you know, and I'm a straight up person. I was never like trying to pretending, oh, I love pantyhose just to get these guys to come. I was like, I'm straight up. I hate fucking pantyhose. You know, talk me into, help me figure out what is so great. So they start, I put an Amazon wish list. They started sending me pantyhose, and I started to try them on. And these guys know about pantyhose.
Yeah.
Okay. They know more than any woman that I know about pantyhose. So they sent me like the best brands, and they don't have to be Wilfords. Okay. Like I have tried them all, and it really completely changed my mind, because I was like every other girl in the U.S. who hasn't put on a pair of hose in 25 years because we wore those crappy brands back when we were younger.
The CVS one.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and then I started to try them on, and I felt like, oh my God, this is so different than what I remember. And I think some women just don't understand that. I do, because I started to do these reviews and everything, and it completely changed my mind. But over the years, I do see the fashion trends changing. And I think women, I think they're just going to start trying them on again, strictly because it's becoming more in style, right? That's what women do. Yeah. We all follow whatever we see in the magazines. And it always starts in cities first, right? That's where you see it, especially Paris. Yeah. I mean, I live in New York City, but I think Paris is ahead of us even as far as fashion is concerned. And I know, I just spoke with someone who said when they were in Paris, like every girl there is wearing the collants with the shorts, and that's like the thing,
skirts,
and it's gonna
and
come over you.
Yeah,
like you said, you guys never stopped, but I think that that's changing, and it's starting to become in style and in fashion here.
And we even seen the Californian girls wearing them, which I think is a big sign. If the West Coast is wearing collants, then I think it's just a very good sign, because again, because of the weather and the style that is a bit more laid back, you would not necessarily think of them as wearing collants. So totally, it's just trending up, basically.
Yeah. So you really got in at the right time. Are you not a lawyer at all anymore? You're just the CEO of Lebel's.
So I have a small team, a very lean team. I could not do everything myself. Mm-hmm. Again, we're growing like pretty rapidly, and I need help. I could not do everything on my own.
Yeah.
I also have a little baby, so I, you know, there's a lot going on.
Did you ever think, I mean, what was your fascination with tights? I mean, why tights?
So I just feel they're so much more comfortable than pants.
Yeah. Interesting.
I know it's very unpopular to say that in the US, because girls, generally speaking, are like, oh my gosh, my pair of jeans. But I feel collants are so much more comfortable. Dresses are so much more comfortable. You can breathe. You have so much more freedom of movement.
Mm-hmm.
So living in New York, where it's absolutely freezing in winter, you wear a pair of thick collants, you know, a pair of opaque, a pair of warm boots, a little dress, and you're out. And you can basically go from one thing to the next. You know, you will be, you know, well dressed, and that's it, and no question asked, basically. And then you can play with the patterns, and you can play with the thickness, and you can play, like it's just so easy, versatile, and you can dress up, down, and you can wear the same dress different ways just by changing the tights you're wearing. Like Yes. Fascinating. It's a small item. It's cheaper than buying a new dress, you know, just buy a few pairs of patterns and then you'll completely change the style of the dress and the way you're dressed up.
Yeah. As to your...
It's fascinating. It's cool.
It's like a whole wardrobe. And you're talking like the price point between $20 and $30 for your stuff, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And now how did you find out that there were guys? Like, what was it that tipped you off? Was it the sizes of the people that they were ordering? I mean, how did you realize, like, oh, there's this whole other market?
So, as I said, like, they really found us more than we found them. Mm-hmm. We started getting male names as customers, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then I expected to have a certain percentage of male quote-unquote mm-hmm. male customers. Mm-hmm. But I expected it to be more like, I don't know, 2%, 3%.
Yeah.
And then I realized mm-hmm. we're closer to like 40%.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, what's going on here? I remember being really puzzled and trying to figure out what was going on. But it was the beginning. I was shy. I was not. I didn't dare to ask too many questions until finally they started emailing us. And then, so I read absolutely every message that is sent to us, either mm-hmm. by social media, by email. Even if I'm not the one responding, at least I will take a look, because that's how you take a pulse of what's going on in a company.
Yeah,
I think. And so I remember reading the emails and they opened up about it. And that's when I realized, then I started doing some research. And yeah, as you can imagine, there's not, it's hard to find data on that because of the stigma, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But by going and triangulating different researches, and I realized that actually that was a huge market and not just in the US. And by the way, we love our male customers. Like, they are the exchanges, the emails we get from them, this is next level. Like,
really?
We receive so much love from mm-hmm. them. And they, as you said, they love that product. You can really chat and have some very open conversations, and we just love our male customers and getting some messages from them. To the point, actually, I can tell you that next week we are going to debut a little series through our emails with the love letters that we receive from them.
Oh, I love that.
We call their messages love letters, mm-hmm. Because it's really what it is. It's an outpouring of love.
Where are you producing that series? Where is that going to be available for people? Because I know people listening to this are going to want to find it. Or do they have to sign up for your newsletter? Or?
Yeah, exactly. So mm-hmm. we're going to share it with our newsletter community. Mm-hmm. So if people want to receive it, and we're going to start it as a monthly series.
Yeah.
And then we'll take it from there. But so if people want to get a glimpse of those love letters, they should sign up to our newsletter.
I'll put that in the description. How do they sign up? Like, where do they go? Shout out now. So your website.
Right? Thank you so much. On the website. So mm-hmm. www.label.co, we're not yet .com. Mm-hmm. And at the bottom of the homepage, there's a little box where you can sign up for the newsletter.
And how do they send you a love letter? Same place?
Any way they want. Mm-hmm. Either they can send us a love letter to our bonjour@label.co, which mm-hmm. is our customer email address, or through the reviews or through social media. We read absolutely every message we get and we respond to them. So, you know, a love letter always finds its way through.
Now, when you started to get, when you realized, you know, that these people were emailing you, do you find that it's like across the board as far as age and stuff is concerned, as far, like, you know, as far as the guys that are buying?
Yes, it's actually very diverse. Mm-hmm. Even within the quote-unquote guy community,
yeah,
you have different sub-communities. It's fascinating. And it's funny, people, because for people who not aware of the size of the hoser, mm-hmm. as you call them. Yeah. I think it's such a good term.
It is, yeah.
people, you know, have certain stereotypes and certain ideas. And I say, oh no, like it's so diverse. It's really fascinating. I would say, yes, you have the fetish community. You have the quote-unquote, I don't like this term, but that's the term that they use themselves, the cross-dresser.
Yeah.
I don't like this term just because I feel in 2023, like it has such a connotation. And we're in 2023, people should be able to wear whatever they want.
Right.
So that's why, you know, I'm using it, but we need to look for, we need to find a better term for that.
Yeah, I need the term for those because I have a tier for them too, and I haven't figured out the right word because I got the hosers for my pantyhose, guys. But I started the cross-dressing tier too because that's a huge community of people as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Then you have those that wear them for health or aesthetics reasons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then you have those who wear them because they want to be warm and they want this extra layer in winter or that extra support. I'm thinking of a customer who is a doctor, mm-hmm. and he just likes to have an extra layer underneath his scrub when he's working, which I can understand.
Yeah.
And then you have the Gen Zs who are, you know, perfectly fluid and it's just fun and they're looking, you know, for
fashion.
Ways to, exactly, yeah. exactly. Mm-hmm. Then you have the party goer, you know, who will wear more, you know, perhaps more fishnets, you know, at night when they're going out, like, you know, to party. So it's extremely diverse. And in terms of age, I always say our customers range from 16. I think that's the youngest I've seen mm-hmm. So far. But again, like, you know, it's only the information we're getting. 16 to 80 plus. So it's, when people say, who are your target customers? I always say, it can be absolutely anybody, and we love that.
Yeah,
we love that. This is so refreshing, you know, so refreshing. This is fun. This is really fun.
Yeah, no, what I love too is these. You seem to have, and I don't know if there's other brands that have this, but I haven't seen it. Like the waistbands that you have and the different things.
Yes.
So it's almost like shapers. I mean, it's all included, correct?
So it's in between.
Yeah.
Because this is not like, this is, the waistband is like no other on the market.
Yeah.
It really allows you to breathe. Mm-hmm. It hugs you, but it doesn't constrain you.
Like that would be my number one complaint, would be that thin thing that you just feel. And that,
yeah,
and I don't even need it for the shaping aspect, but that is that thickness that you have is made specifically so you don't have that feeling, but yet it's
exactly.
there. It holds you up.
Exactly. 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 Yes.
How did you come up with that? Explain.
Because again, I thought that in the official launch date of the brand was September 2021. I thought in September 2021 that nowadays there should be something more than just the basic tights that we've seen on the market for 20 years. So I started doing some research and that's how I stumbled into the seamless tights. And then I started doing some research about what worked better, etc. And I decided to go with that construction because it's the one that seemed to be the most comfortable to really hold, so not roll down, and stay in place, mm-hmm. But at the same time allows you to breathe and offers a slight slimming effect, but mm-hmm. doesn't you know, like suck you in to the point where you cannot move and you cannot breathe and you feel that thing on your belly the entire time. So it's just a second skin. And it allows you a second freedom, a lot of freedom, sorry. And that's where basically our research led us.
Yeah. And then even these over the knee, I'm on your site looking, but like even the over the knee ones, like I love that whole thing. I've never seen something constructed like that. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And because it's seamless, it's so elegant. It's so chic. You can wear it with a mini dress, mini skirt. This one, I have to say, is almost sold out. So all our patterns are limited edition. So they last until they last. And
oh,
then
you're
of
kidding.
Course, some of them are so popular. We bring them back. But so every month we launch a different pattern. So for instance, like this month, when February, and you're going to kill me if you air that episode later on, but for instance, in February, it's a heart pattern. January was the over the knee. December was our version of the play. November was a shimmer. And so when they sell out, they sell out. And some of them, we bring them back based on the very popular demand.
Oh, so the shimmer, okay, that I see on here, it's still up there but once you sell out, that came out in December, like that will go off. So people got to get it now if that's what they want.
Exactly, yeah. But again, I think it brings that element of fun and of taking ourselves not seriously to have those pattern drops. Because again, this is, it's a way to show that colons are not just pantyhose. There's a diversity. You have the more traditional pantyhose, but you have all those patterns, all those various ways to have fun with them. And our community really likes those pattern drops.
Yeah, I love it. And you even have like the little, the socks, you have knee high. I mean, you have it all, correct? Are those also limited editions? Everything is limited edition.
So the socks technically are not limited edition.
Okay.
They sold out already once, all of them, and they were so popular, we've decided to basically keep them, you know, for the moment. They are a constant feature, but they sell out as well, yeah.
And now how did you find like the warehouse? I mean, I guess you just did like your research. I mean, you know, you say you manufacture in Italy?
Yeah, correct.
And how did you know to only do the seamless? I mean, was it because it's what you thought was the best?
Yes, and I didn't see it in the U.S. markets, on the U.S. markets. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, there's a big gap there. And then once I realized that the quote-unquote male market was actually a huge market, and the feedback I constantly got from the ones who were writing to us is that the seamless is extremely comfortable for them, then I thought, this is actually brilliant, because it's a product that's extremely comfortable whatever physiognomy you are, whether you're, you know, quote-unquote, you know, a woman, quote-unquote, a man. Mm-hmm. I hate speaking like that. These are really shortcuts.
But it's okay.
I hope you understand what I'm trying
to
say.
I do, yeah.
I realized that actually it was brilliant, because the same product works for everybody. And then, I thought, well, this is truly a modern product. You know, this is exactly what we need in the era we're in, with, as you said, you know, the gender bending trend. I think this is great. This is exactly what we need. And then everything sort of started falling into place.
And then the sizes, I mean, you know, and that's where you got also the sizing, because sizing is so important. Yeah. I mean, can you explain that? Because I think that's the reason why a lot of people don't like them or don't think they're comfortable, because most likely you have the wrong size, and there weren't sizes that fit people who didn't fit into the small, medium, large.
Correct. So yes. So again, all our products come in XS to 3XL. And it was hard to find a producer that could actually produce those seamless in big sizes. Very hard. Yes, our quote-unquote male customers are a bit taller and bigger and have a different physiognomy, so they tend to go with the bigger sizes. So that's why we really had to sweat to finally managed to produce them in big sizes, and we're so glad we can. That's when, so I'm not sure if you've seen, but on the website, but our products come in two different sizes. So the classic waistband and then the high waistband. Mm-hmm. This is really a personal preference. Some of my customers will go only for the classic waistband, some of them only for the high waistband. But men, generally speaking, tend to have like a long and a straight torso. Mm-hmm. So the high waistband works great for them. yes, so basically we have a streamlined basic line, but at the same time it allows for a lot of personalization and customization somehow.
And also this is fitting for the girls who are curvier, which is Absolutely. Also a trend we have Absolutely. Now, right? We're so body inclusive, which I think is amazing. And it's like about yeah. effing time.
And some of us have long torsos, some mm-hmm. of us have shorter torsos, etc. Like our products just adapt incredibly beautifully to any shapes and body types. Like it's truly amazing.
Right. So you're inclusive in that way as well. How did you become so yeah. successful? I mean, you've only been in business for 2 years. You are really like...
A lot of work.
Is that what it was? Just getting it out there?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think, how do I say, you know, our brand, again, because our customers can be, our customer base is so large. Mm-hmm. I always say our cardinal points are, at the end of the day, our values. Mm-hmm. And when you think of our values, it's very much values of love and modernity and progress. Mm-hmm. And I think these are values you cannot resist.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
And I think the brands that last over time are the brands, you know, who are based on values and have a real mission and a real purpose. That's what we're trying to do. And that's what guides us every day.
Yeah. You're meeting like the universe where the universe is. You know what I mean? You're not like stuck in 10 years ago. I have a friend yeah. who started a bikini line and I was like, why don't you have all different shapes and sizes and models? I mean, you just nowadays, it just looks so outdated to me if you're not seeing it. Yeah. It's like I look at your website and you're thinking I see what should be being seen right now, you know, and it's yeah. current and it's modern and it's, to me, that's always fashionable, but that's also the way it should be. Why weren't exactly. you, right? Like, why weren't people showing these kinds of models and different people wearing them back in the day? But they weren't, but that's what's happening now. And to me, if you're not doing that as a business, like you're just... I, as a consumer, look at it and think it's like outdated. You know what I mean? I yeah. want to be in the know. I live in New York City, so I always want to be. That's what I like to see. You know, is people yeah. that are with the fucking times. You know, with yeah. what's going on.
And some people don't like it, but. Then they can always turn to the traditional brands.
Well, that's okay. You don't like it because those people, like your husband's wearing pantyhose when you go to work, okay? Like that's what's happening, okay? The people that don't like it, they just don't want to know what's really happening. You know, there's exactly. bigger girls that wear stuff and there's guys that are wearing pantyhose. And, come on. It's like, so they could not like it. But they just, to me, what's happening now in fashion or whatever is just more of the truth. It's more of what there is. It's not changing anything. Exactly. All it's doing is saying everything that has always been there is fucking hot and beautiful yeah. and sexy. And that's men and that's curvier women. And so it's not anything different. It's just is more inclusive. It's more of yeah. what's real. So yeah. I think that's fucking cool.
And less hypocrisy and yeah. And right. but we have to recognize that the stigma is still very strong. That's mm-hmm. also something we hear from our quote unquote male customers. That yes. for some of them it's not easy and not everybody lives in New York where you know yeah. you can do whatever you want, nobody cares.
Yeah.
So we always try to show them and to tell them that things are really changing and we should thank the Gen Z's for that as well. For allowing, you know, all of us to just have a little bit more freedom in the way we express ourselves. Totally.
I mean, listen, you're a mom, so you have a child, and I'm a single mom. I have a child who's younger than me. I'm in my 50s. My child's only 7. I had a baby later in life, but I always feel like
nice.
If you're not looking at the young, like I think a lot of times people get, you know, become older and they just think that they know more and they just lose sight of the fact that the people behind them might be more evolved. I mean, that to me is yeah. the natural like a form of evolution. My son is going to be more evolved than me because he is growing up in a more evolved time. That's the law of nature. So if you discredit those younger people instead of looking at them like and learning from them because they're in the know, then that's when you become old and outdated. You know, for me, I love the younger generation. They're more like the way I was, and I was like a fucking outcast when I was younger, you know? And I find like, oh, if I was, you know, I was born in the wrong time. I just think we have so much to learn from them. They are where it's at. I love what they're doing, and I do think that they are helping all of this stuff. I mean, 8 years from now, I won't have a show because there's not going to be people living these double lives and having, you know, being anonymous, you know, because it'll all be okay. And sometimes I talk to guys that have the pantyhose fetish and we discuss like whether it's a fetish. Is it a fetish because it's so taboo and they can't wear? And like, you know, 20 years from now, when guys are wearing and they can, or just anybody is wearing pantyhose, it becomes something that is gender neutral and anyone wears, would there be a pantyhose fetish? Maybe it just exists as a fetish, as a thing that is so, you know, a driving force because it's taboo, you know? I think so, probably. You know, you remove that 20 years from now, didn't anyone could wear them. Maybe there won't be this secret thing.
Yeah, but I guess perhaps it will be like, you know, a sex toy, for instance. Is it taboo? Is it still taboo in 2023? I don't know, right? With Goop and I don't know. I feel it's become a bit more. No, sex toys.
Oh, yeah. No, of course not. No, I love that. I mean, that's changing too. Thank God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So perhaps that pantyhose fetish will just be that thing, but perhaps, you know, perhaps it's a bit more mainstream, but still be a private thing. I don't know how to explain.
It's a difference between a kink and a fetish. Like to me, a fetish and what could sometimes be hard is it's like a compulsion that you can't sort of resist, an itch that you can't scratch. It's kind of like chasing the dragon sometimes. Whereas it could still be used for sex and it could still be hot because you know, for guys that like that, it is a thing, but like you said, it would be, and it's a perfect way to put it, that it would be like a sex toy or something that you just use, but it won't have that compulsive feeling to it, which I think is very freeing.
That you have to hide and hide from your neighbors, that you're getting a delivery or something like that.
Exactly. And people would engage it more because how many men love it and their wives or their girls don't understand it. So it's all super great that it's coming up. It's so amazing that there's companies like yours and that you started this and that you are bringing that out to the forefront because I think that that's important and you are helping people. I'm sure you get letters from, right? And you know
totally.
That.
Mm-hmm. We do. Yes, we do. We do. As I said, like we get love letters and some of those love letters also include, you know, the line where it's, you know, it's not that easy, or, you know, like, I had to check with you what your packaging looks like to make sure it's discreet enough and my neighbors won't know what I'm getting. Or we're getting all those questions. This is very real, you know? So we had to think about it, rethink a bit the packaging, et cetera, et cetera. So we're constantly navigating that fine line of sticking to our cardinal point of being fun, having fun and sharing the fun. But at the same time, being considerate of our customers' need and environments as well.
Yeah, I love it. And I think that you're making it fashionable and you're making it cool. And I love that it has that just fun aspect to it.
Another thing that's fascinating is that we have customers in the US and Canada, of course, but currently we ship in about 20 countries, and our customers find us worldwide. Like we don't advertise outside of the US, and they still find us, and it's cool. So it's really a growing community, and it's an international community, and it's.
How do you think really they're finding you? How do you think? Do you know?
Probably social media, Google, word of mouth. As you mentioned, the communities that are out there that are discussing, all the things, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and now all my listeners are going to find you. I'm definitely going to put this on my podcast. I think it's really important. I love what you're doing. Like I said, I had my hosers were sending me pictures of your brand. And then when I saw it and I saw that you were here in New York and I love the way you were positioned and I love the way that it looks and the styles that you have and the price range, like all of it was like so perfect. No wonder why you're successful. I was like, I have to get her on. I'm so glad that you came on and told your story. It's definitely going to go on my Fetish Fridays. And so many more people will be happy to have found you if they haven't found you yet that don't have social media. But I love what you're doing. I think it's great. And thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story.
Thank you so much for contacting us. You know, we get emails here and there like that. And it's always hard to assess whether or not this is serious or not. And in the sense of like whether this is really going to lead to something so it's this was such a great experience and I had so much fun chatting with you. We're both in New York, like perhaps we'll meet in person for a coffee or something. I'd love it. This was really fun. Thank you so much.
And you'll get a lot of action. Like, I just think it's great that you came on. It was, you know, I think it's important and it will help people to hear. And like I said, because you're doing it in a way, you know, you're sort of in a way that's so cool that I just think it's important and it will help the community and give you more customers too, by the way, because I have a very big audience. So you'll see. So there.
Yeah, I saw that. Thank you so much.
So thank you so much for calling in. And I'm glad you and you obviously do read all your DMs because I think I did everything. I think I DM'd you, emailed you because I was like, I really wanted you on. But I'm like, you obviously do read anything. So I will include all your links. I'll include your email address for people to send, you know, to and your website to try your products. And if they have to send you in and to sign up for those love letters because
love letters.
Yeah.
Awesome. We love them.
All right. Thank you so much, Cecile. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
And listen, everybody, don't forget, she gave out a 15% off promo code just for my Strictly Anonymous listeners. Use the code STRICTLY15. Strictly 15 is going to get you 15% off anything on her website, lesbelles.co, LESBELLES.co. The link as well as the promo code is in the description. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you are on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. I love YouTube as a platform for my show because people comment there and I try to reply back to every single person who posts a comment. So even if you're not listening on YouTube and you want to talk about the show, go to my YouTube channel, subscribe, like, and share my videos. It's Strictly Anonymous Podcast. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous pics of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics, and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests, as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.